This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver Motor Vehicles and Parks and Recreation will cut services and hours as the city struggles to support thousands of new immigrants. The city will also reduce its immigrant services to cover an anticipated $180 million spending gap expected in 2024. Mayor Mike Johnston said more cuts could come.
This is what good people do in hard situations, as you try to manage a way to serve all of your values. Our values are we want to continue to be a city that does not have women and children out on the street in tents in 20-degree weather.
Johnston placed blame on Republicans who killed a bipartisan border deal that would have given money to cities and sped up work permits for new immigrants. The cuts will begin later this month. Colorado's winter got off to a slow start, but snowpack has finally started to rebound to normal levels. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
After a series of winter storms in January, snow accumulation is now about 98% of the long-term normal for this time of year. This is a major improvement from just weeks ago, especially for southern Colorado. It's welcome news for water planners because snowpack is a vital water storage system that melts into rivers and reservoirs in the spring. But snow scientists say we're not out of the woods yet. Mountain snowpack doesn't usually peak until April. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Retired Denver Broncos linebacker Randy Gradishar has been elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Gradishar was a key part of Denver's so-called Orange Crush defense in the 1970s. This is CPR News and KRCC.